Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Magho with the Midday News. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh warns any misadventure by Pakistan in Sir Creek area will meet with decisive response. Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme receives investment proposals worth 1.15 lakh crore rupees, says Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnaw. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat advocates self-reliant India, emphasizes importance of Swadeshi amid US tariffs. Nation remembers father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi and former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on their birth anniversary. Festival of Dasera, marking triumph of good over evil, being celebrated across the country. And in cricket, Indian pacers tear into West Indies batting lineup, restrict visitors to 162 in first innings at Ahmedabad Test. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today issued a stern warning to Pakistan, saying that any misadventure in the Sir Creek area would be met with a decisive response. Addressing the soldiers after performing the Shastra Pujan ceremony at the military station in Bhuj today, he said that during Operation Sindoor, Pakistan failed in penetrating India's defence system from Leh to Sir Creek. In response, the Indian Army completely exposed the Pakistani air defense system and sent a strong message to the world that it can inflict heavy damage on Pakistan whenever and wherever it wants.
There is a flaw in Pakistan's intentions. Its intentions are not clear. The way in which the Pakistan Army has recently expanded its military infrastructure in areas adjacent to Sir Creek reveals its intentions. If any misadventure is attempted from the Pakistan side in the Sir Creek area, it will receive such a decisive response that both history and geography will change.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also honoured the soldiers who played a role in Operation Sindoor. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that under Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme, ECMS, the government has received investment applications worth 1,15,351 crore rupees against a target of 59,350 crore rupees. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw informed that the date of application under the scheme was closed yesterday and the number of applications received under it is historic. He said the trust built over the last 11 years is now translating into investment, employment generation and production.
Against a target, which was again a very ambitious target we had taken, of 59,350 crore rupees investment, we have received applications for 1,15,351 crore. Against a production target of 4,56,500 crore, we have received production estimates more than 10 lakh crore. So that is more than double what we had targeted.
Sarsangh Chalak of Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh RSS Dr. Mohan Bhagwat today said that by becoming Atmanirbhar and being cognizant of global unity, we must ensure that dependence does not become a compulsion for us and we are able to act according to our own will. There is no substitute for Swadeshi and Swavalamban. He added that at the same time, we should also keep our international and trade relations intact as no nation can live in isolation. The mutual reliance between nations is there to stay. The RSS chief was addressing RSS centenary year celebration and Vijayadashmi Utsav program in the presence of chief guest former President Ramnath Kovind at Reshim Bagh in Nagpur this morning. Dr. Bhagwat also said that during the entire post-response period to the Pahalgam attack, we witnessed heartening scenes of the firmness of the country's leadership, the valour and war readiness of our armed forces, as well as the determination and unity of our society.
Recently, America adopted a new tariff policy. It might be for their own benefit, but its impact is being felt by everyone. The nation has to have all kinds of relationships, as no nation can live in isolation. But this dependence should not be turned into compulsion. Hence, we will have to become self-reliant. There is no substitution for Swadeshi, and we will need to become Atmanirbhar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared his thoughts in an article in a social media post on the centenary of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, which was founded on Vijayadashmi in 1925 with a vision of serving the society and contributing to nation building. Mr. Modi said, over 100 years, innumerable Swayamsevaks have devoted their lives towards fulfilling this vision. Mr. Modi said, in its journey of a century, the Sangh has awakened self-awareness and self-confidence among various sections of the society. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has been mainstreaming the Northeast, turning it into a new engine of India's growth.
The Narendra Modi government in the last 11 years has adopted a zero-tolerance approach towards left-wing extremism. With 100% implementation of government schemes, it seeks to fully develop the left-wing extremism-affected areas. In his Independence Day speech last month, Prime Minister Modi said, the regions once known as the Red Corridor due to Naxalism and Maoism are now becoming corridors of green development.
Ek samay tha, kabhi 700 se zyada jilon mein Naxalwad apni jade jama chuka. Maoist ki changul mein hamare janjatiya kshetra, hamare janjatiya naujawan phase hue the. आज 125 जिलों में से कम होते होते हम 20 पर ले आए उन जनजातीय समाज की सबसे बड़ी हमने सेवा की.
The Modi government has set two key rules to combat left-wing extremism. First, enforce law and order in Naxal-affected areas to end violence. And second, swiftly address development gaps caused by years of Naxalite disruption. To bring development to Naxal-affected areas, the budget allocation for these regions was increased by 300%. Modi government has brought down incidents of Naxal violence by 53% compared to the period 2004 to 2014. Casualties of security forces have also decreased by 73%. The government of India has set a target to completely eliminate Naxalism by 31st March next year. The government has significantly weakened the left-wing extremism, both territorially and operationally. A blend of security, development and rights-based empowerment has transformed the landscape in affected regions. With this sustained political will and administrative commitment, the vision of a left-wing extremism-free India is closer than ever.
GST Bachat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of the society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. Today, we are presenting a report on agricultural machinery and fertilizers.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has reduced the GST to ease the financial burden on farmers, promote rural development and make essential farm equipment more affordable. GST on farm equipment like sprinklers, drip irrigation system, harvesting machinery and small diesel engines have been reduced to 5% from the earlier 12% tax slab. This will encourage water-saving irrigation, boost productivity and support sustainable agriculture. The tax on biopesticides and several micronutrients is also slashed down to 5%. The GST on fertilizers has also been reduced from 18% to 5%. This will make fertilizers affordable, encouraging farmers to use biopesticides. Cheaper fertilizers and farm machine will boost productivity, making Indian agriculture self-reliant. Soumya Sharan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary today. A series of functions is being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarvadharma Prarthana Sabha was held at Bapu's Samadhi Rajghat in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. Leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi also paid tribute to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary. In a social media post, he said that Mahatma Gandhi united the nation through principles of truth, non-violence and harmony, which will continue to inspire everyone to follow the path of peace, brotherhood and truth. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan paid tribute to former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri today and said that Shastriji's life and leadership exemplified simplicity, honesty and moral courage, inspiring generations to rise above personal interests for the greater good of the nation. Paying tributes to Shastriji on his 121st birth anniversary, Mr. Modi said that Lal Bahadur Shastri was an extraordinary statesman whose integrity, humility and determination strengthened the nation even in challenging times. On the occasion of Mahatma Gandhi's birth anniversary, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched a nationwide discount sale on Khadi and village industry products under the GST Bachat Utsav at Khadi Gramodyog Bhavan in New Delhi. A discount of 20% on Khadi garments and 10% on Khadi village industry products will be given to customers from today till 5th November during Khadi Mahotsav 2025. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Dashera celebrations at Madhav Das Park, Red Fort in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in the Dashera celebrations organized by the IP Extension Ramlila Committee in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. We have more from our correspondent.
Today is Vijayadashami. Durga Puja festival draws to a close today with the immersion of idols in the rivers or other water bodies after Sindur Khela and Dhunuchi Nath. Other rituals of the day are being performed before the immersion of the idols. After the immersion, people exchange sweets and greetings on the occasion. On 5th October, a Durga Puja carnival will be held in Kolkata in the presence of an international audience showcasing the idols from some of the best puja pandals. Dashera is also being observed today in various parts of the city. Sushmita Mondol, Akashvani, Kolkata.
In sports news and cricket, Indian Pacers did not allow any batsmen to settle on the crease as the West Indies were bowled out for 162 runs in their first innings against India in the first test match being played in Ahmedabad. Mohammad Siraj scalped 4 wickets, Bumrah 3, Kuldeep Yadav 2 and Washington Sundar took 1. Earlier, the West Indies won the toss and opted to bat first. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over South Chhattisgarh, Odisha and North Coastal Andhra Pradesh today. It has also predicted very heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. In Vietnam, 34 people have died, 20 are missing and 140 injured due to the impact of Typhoon Bualoi and the subsequent floods and landslides. Economic loss of about $356 million is estimated. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh warns that any misadventure by Pakistan in Sir Creek area will meet with decisive response. Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme receives investment proposals worth 1.15 lakh crore rupees, says Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnaw. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat advocates self-reliant India, emphasizes the importance of Swadeshi amid US tariffs. Nation remembers father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi and former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on their birth anniversary. Festival of Dasera, marking triumph of good over evil, being celebrated across the country. And in cricket, Indian Pacers tear into West Indies batting lineup, restrict visitors to 162 in first innings in Ahmedabad test. And with that, we end the midday news.